The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it is Bob Burney Live, and it is live from the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. And the reason we are here is because of the big gala tonight for the Ridge Project. And it is my privilege to have Ron and Kathy Tiarina with me, who are the co-founders of the Ridge Project. What's going to happen tonight? Big banquet, big gala.
Oh, yeah.
We finally settled that as gala, right?
It is gala.
Ron said gala. Kathy said gala. And guess who won?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. He lets me win occasionally.
All right. So what's going to happen tonight?
Well, we have a great keynote speaker. You know, everything that is going to happen, the food, the excitement, the testimonies of the men and women who have gone through our professional development and really redefined their life. Right, that there's life after whatever trauma they're experiencing from incarceration, from divorce, from unemployment, and just any type of trauma. We really want to empower people to know, look, there's life after that, and not only life, but there's prosperity after your experience. And then tonight, the culmination is going to be a very, very powerful individual by the name of Dr. Ron Archer, who's going to share his testimony and his own story on what it's like to become not only successful, but to create a legacy that will outlast yourself.
But before that, at the very beginning, we were actually doing our award ceremony, which is one of the parts that I'm really excited about, because we get to recognize the work and the effort of so many people, because, you know, it is people that change people, because when, you know, God didn't just say, well, I'll just send my Holy Spirit, everybody else just sit down, you don't have to do anything. He sends his Holy Spirit, but he also then prompts inside of each of us to step out, to walk out, to have that courage and to boldly go and speak to people, to care for people, to provide people with opportunity. And so we are really excited to get to recognize some of those warriors for Christ tonight as we do our awards banquet at the beginning.
Now, how many years is this for the gala?
This is our sixth annual gala. The Ridge Project is going on 19 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going into
our 19th. 19 in December.
Yep.
19th year.
Yeah.
All right. Now, a big part of the Ridge Project are the Tyros.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Ron, so who and what are the Tyros?
Well, Tyro is the name, is our flagship curriculum that really God spoke to our hearts and we were able to develop out of our experience. The word Tyro itself is a Latin word which means apprentice, novice, someone learning something new, a warrior. Right, and this is what really begins to birth in each individual a new identity. What does it mean to be a man or a woman of honor, a woman of virtue, a man worth following? Somebody who not understands that they not only they go into becoming a man or a person of their word, but they know how to cherish that, and they're not going to let that go ever again. When somebody can take you at your word and what that means.
How long does it take to go through the Tyro program?
So the foundational Tyro program, whether it's Tyro Dads, Tyro Moms, or Tyro Leadership, it's 20 hours. And so that 20 hours has to be at the minimum amount of time is 5 weeks. So twice a week for 2 hours. And then in between that time, they have other homework and activities that they do that extend the learning and really help them to practice something different. And so anywhere between 5 and 10 weeks, depending on whether they do it one class, which is 2 hours, or two classes a week. And then at the end of it, it actually continues on for the rest of their life because they can connect to a Tyro alumni community that helps them with accountability, helps them continue to grow, to get connected to other people, whether that's churches, whether that's community-based organizations, employment, training. It's really, really powerful to just see people come together and walk throughout life together, encouraging one another to do well.
Are most of the Tyros former inmates?
I'd say about 90% of our clients have been either formerly incarcerated, probation, parole, or one other aspect of that venue. low-income housing or low-income individuals just finding themselves and want to reinvent themselves. And so we take them through a process called the five R's. The first one is to recognize what got you in that place and how to own their story. The second one would be to begin to renew the way they think. You know, the Word of God says renew your mind daily, mm-hmm. and we really activate that principle in their life. And then the third one is to
rebuild. They begin rebuilding their own reputation, rebuilding also their relationships with other people that they may have broken. And then after they've gotten there, they
reinvent themselves. Mm-hmm. So now they begin to really put in. Now this is a whole process. You're always on the continuous improvement plan. And so we empower them to begin to reinvent themselves where their thinking is changing, the way they talk, the way they walk, the way they dress.
Or another simpler way to put it, they are now a new creature in Christ, having put away all the old things, mm-hmm. and then reinvest. So now they're teaching, they're helping other people, right? So now they become missionaries back into the field to help people coming behind them. And as they progress through this process, you just see them getting more and more excited. I mean, it was the same process that Ron and I had to go through. As we look back, it was like, wow, you know, when we recognized how we got where we got, and at that point also our need for Christ in our lives. And then God just continued to take us on this journey, you know, and we tell everybody, we're not perfect. We're continuing still in this process of trying to be more like Christ every day, trying to learn from yesterday and to become better tomorrow.
And I don't know whether you know the answer to this, and I should have asked you before. Do you know what the current recidivism rate is here in the state of Ohio for men who have been incarcerated?
I do. It's 29, just over 29% at 3 years.
And that's actually pretty good compared to other states, correct?
It's incredible.
It's
in
really
the nation.
Good.
Yeah.
So it's 29%.
Right.
Do you know the recidivism rate for Tyros?
We do.
We do. So our recidivism rate at 3 years for anybody that's come through the Tyro program is 19%. So it's about 10% lower. But now if we take and we go through and we break it down even further to those that took the Tyro program, completed the Tyro program, and stayed connected, it's about 2%.
My goodness. My goodness. Now, have you, what is the cooperation like with the state penal system? I mean, with these kind of results, what kind of cooperation are you receiving from the state penal system, or are you being resisted?
You know what, that is a great question. Actually, no. We've been able to secure a solid relationship with the Department of Corrections here in Ohio from the director on down, and we are so thankful and so blessed that we get to do a lot of things
right.
that
we walk in partnership.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they recognize the need for family reunification and stabilization as part of a holistic reentry approach, mm-hmm. and that's our passion. It's like, we didn't set out to reduce recidivism. We don't set out to reduce crime, right? We want to help people have that life, an eternal life transformation, and stabilize families. And so, you know, just kind of as a byproduct, that when people begin to see things the right way and the old way passes, then they do the right thing, and that becomes addicting. They just want to continue to do the right thing and walk righteously and lead their family well. So we're really grateful for the incredible partnerships we have with the Department of Corrections, with parole, with judges, with
employers.
Yeah. I don't want to keep you any longer because
great.
This is
yes,
such an important
you.
Night tonight, but how can our listeners find out more about the Ridge Project?
Well, if you go to www.theridgeproject.com, you can go to our website and you can see all the information that you would, if you have any questions, there's common questions that are being asked. There's information there on how to help your family member. If you know somebody who's incarcerated, going to prison or out and can't seem to really get it together, please go on that site and let us know how we can assist you in any way.
And tonight, I know our event is sold out and we have a waiting list. So if people out there are listening, they have a real heart to help people actually transform their lives that have been affected or infected by incarceration, then they can actually go online. They can give right through our website, theridgeproject.com. It costs us about $1,200 per family for a year of service to help them really get through, transition, mm-hmm. get up on their feet, and have a new life. And so I would want to encourage you to join us in bringing that transformation.
What an incredible investment. Mm. $1,200 to change and transform a life forever.
Yeah.
Ron and Kathy Tiarina, co-founders of the Ridge Project. And again, we are here at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield for their big gala beginning at 6 p.m. tonight. Ron and Kathy, thank you
so much. Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and we are at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield for the Ridge Project Gala tonight, and it is my distinct honor to have the keynote speaker with me today, Dr. Ron Archer. He is a best-selling author, business executive, NFL consultant, military leadership consultant. If I were to read the rest of his resume, we would not have any time left, but this, Ron, it is, first of all, it's a distinct honor to have you on the program. But looking at your accomplishments and your resume, I see that you were raised in extreme poverty. You had physical disabilities and a stuttering program.
Severe stuttering. Matter of fact, they had a poem about me when I was in elementary school. His name is Renardo. He is a retardo. He sits on the steeple.
No.
When he talks, he spits at the people. So I learned to talk as little as humanly possible, because the more I talked, the more I got teased.
My good. And you're from the Cleveland area,
I
so you're a Buckeye.
I am a huge Buckeye fan. I have Buckeye memorabilia everywhere. I love the Buckeyes. I'm sad to see Urban Meyer go. He's one of my favorite coaches. Coached at Bowling Green.
Yes, when
he started out. He's from the Ashtabula area. So I know my history of the Buckeyes quite well. I follow them religiously. I was in Africa for 3 years, and I found a way to get a satellite dish so I could watch the Buckeyes play on Saturday at like midnight.
Were you in Nigeria?
I was in Kenya, actually. Bwana Asafiwe Asante Sani Keribu. A little Swahili for you.
Well, I I have forgotten most of my Swahili. I've been to Kenya several times.
Yeah, I lived there for a few years.
All right. Part of your testimony is going from the outhouse to the White House.
Yes.
Just give us a glimpse of your testimony, Ron.
Sure.
I am fascinated at what God has done in your life.
When I was 10 years old, I held my mother's gun to my head, and I wanted to blow my brains all over her wall. You got to ask the question, why would a 10-year-old child want to die? My simple thinking was, if the next 10 years are like the past 10 years, I don't want any more years. My family was biracial. My grandmother came from Germany. My grandfather was a black Cuban. They married in Cleveland, Ohio. And my grandfather spent some time here. So did an uncle here in this particular facility. My grandfather lost his temper. A man called his wife, who was white, a nigger lover. He beat the man up and got convicted and went to this prison for that particular crime.
You have family members that were here.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the reformatory.
I remember coming here at 7 years old to visit one of my uncles who was here serving time. They, to make things nice, they said he was in the Army. So when I saw him in his blue uniform, I thought he was an Army man. But I remember the sounds of the cell doors and the buzzing and the bells and the smell, and it was absolutely overwhelming my senses when I came here. It was so scary to me.
And the banquet is in the old visitors.
And
so
I was there at 7 years old.
Goodness.
So here I come back now, a PhD, a global leader, a humanitarian activist, to come back to this place where my family spent some time, and to raise money for those families who have their major wage earner locked in some kind of prison to make sure that they survive, and then to support a program that changes the head, hearts, hands, habits of humanity so that they don't come back to a place like this.
All right. Walk me through what God did in your life.
Well, I was so depressed and I was so broken because I've been sexually abused with a broomstick. My grandmother lost her eye to cancer. My grandfather was in prison. The family lost everything. My mom had to sell her body to make ends meet. She got pregnant at 16. They tried to abort me 3 times. I survived. I grew up, didn't speak well. I was messed up. I wet the bed. I was a stutter. I was lost. I was broken. And one Christian teacher in my school, named Mrs. Spears, with a Gideon Bible, became my speech pathologist. And she told me, God don't make no junk. I don't care what you've been told. You are here by divine design to shine. Matter of fact, you're in the Bible. She said, read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, and before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you came forth, I set you apart. And when a young man hears the word of God spoken for the first time in his life, it changes everything about your reticular activating system, your cerebellum. I began to study the Bible. I memorized 2,000 scriptures. pictures. When you do that, I didn't know this, I developed a photographic memory. So school became easy, graduated with honors, became a pastor, made $1 million as a businessman at 28. My whole entire family got saved. I became an advisor to generals and leaders around the world, planning crisis pregnancy centers, churches. I'm a bishop. God has, through one woman with one Bible, who refused to give up on a boy that was broken, scared, and I learned one thing. Failure is never final. It's not the falling down, it's the staying down. When life knocks you down, land on your back, because if you can look up to God, you can get up in God, so never give up on God, because God would not give up on you.
So this is this is why you have such a heart for what they're doing in the Ridge Project.
Heart, head, habit, that's why I'm here. I mean, Fort Myers is nice. It takes a lot to get me off that beach. But no, I believe that we have to truly help the families and help those prisoners not to come back, to keep themselves together and sustained and find employment and find themselves and find purpose. That's through force, you know, spirituality and skill sets. That's why I call it the H's. Head, get your mind right through education. Heart, get your soul right through Jesus Christ. Habits, do the right thing with accountability. And hands, learn a skill that can sustain you for years to come. That's what I believe in. That's why I'm here. If you want to support an organization that's going to help people stay free and become great citizens, this organization, the founders are amazing. What a couple.
Yeah,
what
are.
A team. They've been through it. See, I believe this. Everything you've gone through in your life is a down payment on your destiny to turn pain into power and tragedy into triumph. I believe that firmly.
Well, to our listeners, and our time, I knew our time was going to go incredibly quick. To our listeners who either are struggling with something in their life or a family member is struggling.
Yes.
You know, they're in a valley, a deep, deep, dark valley.
Yes.
What is your brief message to them today?
One is to understand it's not over. Two, to understand serve somebody else who is worse off than you. You get liberated. You get freed when you serve other people. Volunteer in your church. Get involved. Quit being self-pity focused, because that is a doom loop. But get involved. And thirdly, understand that your pain can be somebody else's power. The Bible says we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimonies, that what you're going through has a divine purpose. Lose yourself in God and you find yourself. Jesus said, if you try to find yourself, you'll lose yourself. But if you lose yourself in me, you will find yourself. Elevation comes through humility and service.
Well, my guest has been Dr. Ron Archer, and he is the keynote speaker tonight for the big Ridge Project Gala. And Ron, I cannot wait to hear what God has laid on your heart tonight.
I want your listeners, if you have any feedback, to get me on ronarcher.org.
ronarcher.org. That was my next question.
Yep.
ronarcher.org.
ronarcher.org. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
And we again are here for at the Ohio State Reformatory for the Ridge Project Gala tonight. Keynote speaker, Dr. Ron Archer. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.